Blog Talk Radio.
You see my pimples here. And I get sorry, saying so. My holiday song. I like to play. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our redemption. Long may the world in sin and terror cry to see.
Oh, God,
divine. No.
Thank you.
People get tested for COVID. It's very important to take medication, take the lifestyle shot available. Go back to the second dose. Some people, they get their booster shot in 6 months. Everybody should get it. Some people get it beforehand. turn these chairs to me, it is very bad off. Nice job. Carolyn Hoffman. Okay. But she hasn't turned over. I know what happened. She looked at it. No, it's not the same time. Same time. from I'm so fine.
Now,
sworn from his sworn. I'm getting another language. It's amazing how the spirit wounds came back. He's so searching. I thought it was him. But spirit. I'm trying to hurt. Chickens. I lost all the way.
You say you keep my ears?
People like options. When you take God, call them any time for my sake of money, it don't matter, day or night.
Mm.
Use your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, your level. Convenient.
Guys, you 15 minutes, could save you 50% or more.
Everybody knows the film Rocky, knows you from that. People may not know, may not remember, that won the Oscar for Best Film in 1977. You were nominated for both writing the screenplay and acting that year. Only two other people, Charlie Chaplin and Orson Welles, have ever been nominated in two categories in the same year. That's an incredible breakout year for you.
It really was.
And now, 40 years later, here you are playing Rocky Balboa again, training Michael B. Jordan, who plays Apollo Creed's son.
Mm-hmm.
And the reviews are extraordinary. How does it feel to be loved for playing Rocky now here 40 years later?
It's the greatest gift. I know that sounds cliche and trite, but at one time I thought, I want to be just be remembered as this main character. And then as I got older, I said, what a privilege to be able to do this. And then to be able to carry on for so long, and then to have a couple of young filmmakers, 27 years old, come in and find new life in the movie. Rocky's story has basically been told, but now Creed and Michael B. Jordan and director Lion Cooper have created an entire new, I wouldn't say a beginning of the series, but a character that really speaks for today's youth and what's happening today, where if I spoke for what happened, you know, to George Washington, you know, back way back, you know, Abe Lincoln, what he was going through.
But you were struggling. You were a little bit like Rocky because you were struggling.
Yeah.
You didn't have a dime to your name. You were offered $300,000 to sell the script to Rocky,
right,
to have somebody else be in the role. You said, no, it has to be me. Why was that story so important to you? Why did you write it?
You know, you have a few crossroads in your life, and I just realized that if I was ever going to be successful or at least true to my dreams, this is the part. Because I was only being cast as kind of the heavy. I was the one that would mug Jack Lemmon. I mug Woody Allen. I was the mugger. I mugged Kojak. That was like, go get the mugger. I thought, okay, why don't I take a character who's kind of a mugger, a loan shark, but he also has a lot inside that no one has really seen before. So you combine the two, and out came Rocky.
Well, was it hard to convince, you know, the people who were putting up the money that you should be the person playing?
Oh, my God.
Doubt, like, how about the rest of the cast? Do they have any doubts in you?
100%. I doubt it myself, sure. Are you kidding? They said basically over our dead bodies. We've got this character. Because at that time, you had a lot of young actors who were energetic, like Jimmy Kahn and Burt Reynolds and Ryan O'Neal. Everyone fancied themselves as a fighter. And they said, that guy with the crooked mouth and the truth is, no, forget him. He looks like a heavy bag. You know, leave him. He could be used in the gym scene to punch him. You know, that was pretty much it. But I guess, again, it was just one of those things. And I don't know if it could happen today because, really, I was not qualified. If you look on paper, it was a terrible choice they made. I just got lucky.
Why be happy?
No, I mean,
that's vaping nicotine can amplify feelings of depression.
Yeah. It's a story. This is a nice song that I like now.
I know I stand in
line to let you have the time to spend anything with me. And if you get the first chance, I know that you the chance you won't really live with me.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet meditation and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. Though it's just the line to you, for me it's true and never seen so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make a meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and all the night so blue. And then I do explore it all, saying so much to me like I love
Nice Sunday.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and all the night is so blue. And then I go. By saying something stupid like I love you. The time is right. You feel my head is dark.
I love you.
My fact, don't let it change your mind. Thanks. Means white. Right.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you knew the night before. Though it's just a line game, for me it's true and never seen so right before. It is every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and all the nights for me. And then I do explore it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and overnight so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I keep saying you ruined my way by thinking of you. That's rude. Was the midnight?
Three. That means go, baby.
My friend, I'll make it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every day, and more, much more.
Monkey ghost.
I'm not a fool. Then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. I saw it through without exception. I learned each charm of course, each capital step along the byway, and more, much more, I do love. Yes, I get to when I fit on more than I can see. And so when there was doubt, I ain't looked, they spit it out. I grew strong through it all, and it's fun. I've had my fill, my share of losing. But now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shot. No, 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 no. I did it for money. Well, have we got it? If not himself, then he has not. And so on. Very much music.
Kevin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018, he has Rademacher sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. But St. Jude has covered everything. And coming here, they're like, we are going to do everything we can. And when they say everything, they mean everything. St. Jude has a gold at the end of a rainbow for a family like ours. They've really given our family hope. We are so grateful and thankful for everything.
She's special. Everything's gonna be all right. This is your night. Do that. Everything's
Why, hello.
For the sake of all those times you have made it. Indosiar mempersembahkan album terbaru Barry Manilow menampilkan It's Not For Me To Say.
Looking just the same. Thank you.
He's live in Chicago. Ed does 17 songs. Who's bringing it? It's listening. You heard me say Stevie Nicks. This was in 3:18:20. Thank you. Jesus fucking Christ. My name is What the fuck? Where the fuck is he coming from?
Oh.